Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this line of the Rosa Sharon. And thank God for this beautiful day that He created for us. I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. And thank God for the Holy Spirit who reigns in our lives. I thank God for all that He is to give us His Son, Jesus Christ, who willing to lay down His life for me and you. And I thank God for the inspiration, rejuvenation of His grace and His mercy. And I thank God for everything that He is to us in this hour. But most of all, I truly thank God for blessing us to have this more communion and knowing our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But today, I want to share the good news of our Lord and Savior. There are those, praise God, I thank God for Jesus, that God will open doors, open the portal to pour out His blessing upon those who are in need. There are those who are in need in healing, in financial situation, even in marriage, or even just have a strong relationship with God. But most of all, I truly thank God that God is a merciful, kind, and meek God. And He is righteous to make sure that justice is prevailed for those who seek for justice. But most of all, I truly thank God for, you know, people are getting ready for the holidays. And most of all, I truly thank God for myself to be alive today. We need to take care of ourselves in the days to come. There are so much virus and bacteria in the air and people inhale it every day. But we need to take care of our bodies, immune system, to make sure we keep it up to par. Because in the days that we are facing, in the days that we'll be, you know, taking care of ourselves, we got to take care of ourselves to make sure we are doing what God required of us. But most of all, I truly thank God for the prayer warriors and the intercessors, the armor bearers who are staying before the Lord day in and day out. They are talking to God, getting revelation, getting prophecy to edify the church, to let us know what God's plan is for us. And I thank God for the pastor, the bishop, the apostles, praise God, those who are in position as watchmen on the wall. But most of all, I truly thank God for Jesus Christ because of His Son, Jesus Christ, who gave His body, soul, and spirit that we can live and not die. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. So let's pray for the bereaved family, people who have lost their loved one, who did not get a chance to make it through the holidays. Some lives was taken without expecting, but it happened. That's how the enemy operates. That's his job. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And He came to take people's lives without them ready to prepare to die. Some people die prematurely, but thank God for His grace and mercy through His Son, Jesus Christ. But I truly thank God for the Word of God in this hour. And the Lord, I thank God for Psalm 118. And I truly thank God for Jesus. I thank God for his word. And I want to read what the word of God said. And I thank God for blessing us today. So I would like to say a prayer. And I thank God, and I'm so sorry, Psalm 119. And I'm going to read from the 105 of 105, the verse 105. I thank God in Psalm 119. But let's say a prayer that God will manifest himself and really reveal the glory to his people. We need to have experience and to acknowledge his glory. And I thank God for Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for your revelation and your word of peace, your word of righteousness. Father, in the days we are facing, we thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to come before you, to acknowledge your presence, and to glorify your glory. Because you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I thank you, Lord, for immortality. Thank you, Lord, for life, hallelujah, light. Thank you for restoration. Thank you, Lord, for translation power that is released from you into your people's lives today. So, Heavenly Father, let us receive the full baptism of your holy fire, your Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father, because your word says you shall baptize us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So, Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the revelation. Thank you, Lord, the peace from the portal of heaven, that you pour out yourself upon each and every one of us. And Father, we thank you for the radio, Christian radio broadcast. Thank you for Christian television, YouTube, podcast. Lord, thank you for allowing the word of God to come on screen, on radio station, on TV. Thank you, Father, for allowing your word to spread out like a sea sand, now ending. But I thank you for the word of God. And Lord, we ever give that glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen. And I truly thank God. I truly thank God for everything that he is to us in this hour. But I thank God. But anyway, I would like to read when I decree and declare the word, when it says, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it that I will follow your righteous law. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, Lord, according to your word. See, I thank God for Jesus. People are now concerning how they're going to survive in the year of 2025. December is the last month of this year of 2024. But if we are the children of God and we trust God every step of the way, will God take care of you in the year of 2025? God is a righteous God, and God is going to take care of his own as long as we keep our eyes steadfast on the Lord. We need to stay focused when it comes to his word and to learn to impart the word of God into our lives. That's what Jesus told the disciples in Mark the 11th chapter. Have faith in God. And that's what we need to do. We need to start practicing by having faith in God and to rely on God every step of the way. Not to depend on what man say, not even depend on what you say, but depend on the word of God, because God's word never fail. It never fail. But God do perform his word on his prophetic timing. So I thank God for Jesus Christ for giving us what we need in this hour. And I thank God. But then it says here, accept, Lord, the willing praise of my mouth, and teach me your law, though I constantly take my life in my hands. I will not forget your law. The wicked has set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precept. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are for joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decree to the very end. And that's it. As long we keep God's word as a decree and declare his word day in and day out, meditate on his word, he will see you through this. And I thank God for Jesus Christ, for the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire, that he baptized his people into all righteousness and to inherit the glory that he wants to reveal to us as the children of God. And there's a reason why the song is so very important, that Lord, let your word be a lamp on my feet. Let the light of your word guide me and direct me in where you want me to go. That I don't go where I want to go. I want to go where you tell me to go. Thank you for directions, instruction, that you teach me how to operate in your word and how to perform your word in the way you want me to be. So most likely, I thank God that we don't need to take God for granted, but we need to embrace the Lord in the year that is coming forth. That when you make these affirmations, make sure that the affirmations line up with the word of God. Rely on God every step of the way. Rely on his word that he will see you and your family. He will see you in the future and what you need to do for him. Yes, we're going to be going through some tests. God is going to test our faith. But long we keep our eyes and stay focused on God and trust God by faith. And thank God, not by sight, but by faith, by trusting in him, he will see us through this. So don't be discouraged. Be encouraged. Get the word and utilize the word. Encourage yourself every day. Go by what God said. Remember the word that God said. Do not be dismayed. Fear not. For I am with you. You are not alone. So let's consecrate on the Lord. Let's focus on his word. And may the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you. And you have a great and beautiful Saturday. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
Now forsake.